שכל המציאות שלנו,
we said that all of our reality,
אנחנו מרגישים בתהליך,
reality is what we feel during the phase of development, because actually we're speaking about something eternal that has no beginning, no middle, and no end. Everything is one state, and when we say that there was a creator that was one and then he invented something, existence from absence, from zero, that was not there before seemingly, and later he developed that absence, that existence from absence, the will to receive, until the world of infinity was created. So all of that is in our terms. We're talking with terms of time, movement, and place. But actually this thing does not exist in such a way in spirituality. Rather, with respect to us, it's like that. But besides saying that there is something eternal, nonetheless, we're talking about reality that is divided in our perception of reality to three divisions. So once again, reality is what we perceive in the limited variable vessels that perpetually change until the end of correction, and then they perceive the eternal sensation. So, item 29. Now we have the opportunity to settle the second question, meaning what is our duty in the great chain of reality, that we are like parts of links of it. Our short life in this world, to which we come after we incarnate and we stay here for 70 or 80 years, what are we supposed to meet here as a goal if the point of the heart will awaken within us, and what we should come to? Precisely in our short days in this life. And you shall know that our work during our 70 days, he emphasizes that this could be attained only in this world. There's no next world. So our work is divided to four divisions. So first of all, we said that we have a state that is called the A state. That's infinity. Okay? That's infinity, from which we roll down to the second state, which is this world. That's the chain of events, and then we come back to a state where this is the third state, which is also infinity, but only the infinity in the third state is what we attain by ourselves, and we construct it by ourselves, and we feel ourselves existent in it to the fullest. If here in the beginning we have a vessel which is a point, and the light in it is called nefesh of nefesh, it means that it's very, very small. It exists like a one single cell that exists. So here we are in the level of Adam, which is in the height of resemblance to the Creator. Therefore it's called Adam, from the words Edamel Elyon, resemble the Creator. And it has the light that is Naran Chai of Naran Chai. It's great. We attain the full term of the Creator within us and become like Him. That's the difference between the A state and the C state, and the difference is only in our sensation. Already in the first state, we have all of that reality inside us, but we don't have the ability to perceive it. So that was the three states we talked about. So all of the work in our second state in this world is to open up here in our senses, in our vessels, in the reality which we now live, experience, feel. We need to sense it, to sense here the world of infinity. Nothing changes. We don't need to fly 1,000 kilometers to some universe. We need to discover it now in this state that we are in the state of infinity. Reach the third state while living with our body as we do right now. That's the goal. And now he says, so this goal that we are supposed to attain throughout our 70 years of life is divided to four divisions. The first division, what does it mean? Our work. Once we have the point in the heart, when we start to feel it, he who doesn't feel it is yet in the previous process. From this point onwards, we have a choice. From this point and on, so we need to attain the full corruption of the will to receive that is found beneath the systems of the worlds of Abiya. So first we have to attain the great desire to receive from Abiya of impurity. Because if we won't have this corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to receive it at all. Because you cannot receive some, you cannot correct something that you don't have. So first of all, we have this great ego that we need to correct. And we're not talking about the ego that each and every one of us has. We don't have it. We in our life, in a state that is called, it's like the verse, all the people resemble the beasts. Because we have the small bodily desires that our body demands, and the human desires that our environment demands. It depends upon the time, the place, the culture, the civilization in which we are. But nonetheless, these desires are in everyone. And besides these desires, and even without paying attention to them, we need to join to ourselves more desires, which are the desire to receive from the worlds of Abiya, meaning a very great will to receive and correct it, not our regular desires, what we have that is called this world. Nope, these desires are not important to us at all. One can be corrupted, or a thief, or even a murderer, it doesn't matter what. These are not the desires which we need to correct. The beginning of spiritual development is that by the Torah, by dissemination, by the work in the group, by all kinds of things that one starts doing in order to advance to spirituality, he starts to precisely acquire egoistical desires for spirituality from the worlds of Abiya of impurity. These are spiritual worlds. Desires that are corrupted in order to correct them afterwards. And we're not talking about desires of our world at all. That's a problem that people on the street don't understand, because they think a Kabbalist, first of all, has to be nice, pretty in this world, has to be a very pure man that lives from one Shabbat to the next Shabbat. drinking only water and eating very less. And it's not that. The correction is not with about attributes and qualities of this world at all. They will join the rest of the corrections, but the corrections belong to the Creator, to the Light. What the Light has created in the will to receive, these desires have to be corrected with a screen and reflected light. Sorry, it's hard to hear the question. What are the desires that are spiritual? The spiritual desires are the 613 desires which were created in a point of existence from absence. Let's say it's somewhere here. There's the upper light that operated upon a point of a desire, and developed that desire into worlds of Ak, Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, until it reached this world. So, this point of desire is just a raw desire, a will. And by the light that influences it, since the light has 613 lights, and these 613 lights, when they affect the desire, they construct 613 desires within the point of desire. Let's say you have a desire for something. You don't know what to enjoy from. I bring you to a new land, to a new country. You just want to enjoy, okay? So I bring you to a restaurant. You're going to eat things that you never ate before, and you see some views that you never saw before. And by this, I construct within your readiness to enjoy in general, I construct specific forms. Now you know, by this, like that, I can enjoy this and that. In the same way, the light, which is the Creator, enters with its 613 manners to the will to receive and creates there, as if burns there, his 613 pictures, manners of pleasure. And they don't belong at all to this world. They are all towards the light. They are ascribed to the light. Therefore, he says that before we reach corrections, the first phase of growing up is seeing in us where are they. It is called to receive them from the outside, but it's not from the outside actually. It rises from within us, from the worlds of Abiya that are inside us. They're only they are underlying within us. So we don't feel 613 desires one after the other, but rather we're starting to have complaints, demands, desires, tendencies, inclinations with respect to the Creator. Like towards something with which I'm related to, someone that I depended upon. Not like people on the street say, but we're talking about a desire with respect to the sensation that it needs. So he says that the extent of the will to receive that is imprinted in a body when a man is born in this world, it's not it, but it's a light that will have to dress upon the shells, the impure shells, after 13 years. 13 years is just a symbol here, okay? Until a man will acquire this excessive egoistical will to receive to the fullest, it is called that he doesn't go through 13 years. We learned that our way starts from this world, when we live in the world as beasts, one who has a point in the heart starts to enter phases of double and regular concealment until he reaches the barrier. And in these phases of concealment, he acquires the desire to receive from Abiyah, from the worlds of Abiyah, of impurity. And that's
it.
And then it's called 13 years. All this process. I remember that my child used to say also, you can't demand me to be good until I'll be 13. As if after the age of 13 he will be an angel. But that's how they was taught. My son learned in a yeshiva. So that's the first phase. And according to this, the will to receive that is imprinted in one when he is born is not enough, but one has to acquire a will to receive that is in its extent greater as the impure shells, up to 13 years. Once more I say, 13 years that he writes here is a symbol. It doesn't even speak about one who doesn't start the spiritual development, and it doesn't mean the length of the process of until we reach the barrier. No, it's just a sign, just a mark, a symbol that the lights are increasing the will to receive. Because the shells of the will to receive are just broadening the demand of the will to receive. It means that each time that I try to receive something, to attain something, and as if I come to what I want, meeting this pleasure just increases my desire, and then I want something that is greater. And then again and again. And we see the same process in ourselves. One who doesn't go to the spiritual development, when he runs after corporal pleasures, all the time he reaches something and then it disappears right away and he wants something else. I can run after a certain pleasure, let's say buy a house, go to a trip, buy a car. I dream of some pleasures, and when I come to them, in that moment, I feel a pleasure, and then right away it disappears, and I start to think about something else. And as much as one is more developed, the sensation of the pleasure attracts him more, and when the pleasure disappears from him, it disappears faster. And this is how he advances. For example, when an infant is born, he has a desire for the smallest things and no more. However, when the evil side fills up its measure, it immediately grows and he wants twice as much. Then, when the evil side gives him the doubled amount, he instantly wants four times the amount. And if he does not overcome it through Torah and Mitzvot, so in this path, if he doesn't make an effort or doesn't succeed to stop himself from running in the corporal path and going to the spiritual path by Torah and Mitzvot, let's continue the text, to turn into bestowal, it increases throughout his life until eventually he dies without attaining half his desires. We are talking here about the spiritual development of a person and not a corporal development. In corporeality, we have an endless run that we cannot escape. We see it with old folks. They start to be tired. They are tired of life. And they stop running. And one that has a desire and has the strength, the desire forces him to run after new fulfillments each time. And in spirituality, when we enter double and regular concealment, we have the same things. Even greater, one starts to acquire, to aspire to more and more fulfillments. What kind, he doesn't know, but he got to run to it. And here, the same system works. He can run after pleasures for a lot of time, but if he enters the correct path that is called Torah Mitzvot, it means that he attracts the light from these worlds, the light that reforms. So it affects him, and then he starts to turn each and every desire for the sake of bestowal. A bit by bit, he cannot do it really yet, but somehow he starts to depict it. How will these things be in bestowal? He starts to appreciate bestowal, and it only depends upon the group, the one who teaches him, let's say the Rav, and the books. It's actually the environment. All in all, it's environment. And that is his free choice. If not, that is regarded that he is at the hand of the evil side and the shells, whose role is to expand and increase his will to receive and make it exaggerated and understand in any way, so as to provide one with all the material he needs to work and with and repair. All the other side, the evil side we speak about here, and the shells, is with respect to the Creator. These are desires that broaden our spiritual will to receive. Their duty, their role is to exaggerate, to expand and increase the will to receive and make it unrestrained in any way, so as to provide one with all the material he needs to work with and repair. So, as if there are two parts in our work that is below the barrier. Below the barrier, we acquire new desires. It's the light that broadens our vessels of reception. And I need to work against this broadening in such a way that is called man. It means to ask for corrections. And then comes to me the light that reforms, the light that corrects. And a bit by bit, I start to appreciate bestowal upon all the will to receive that grows. And then I reach a state that I have inside me a great mountain of ego, and that ego came about to me by the light from through the impure worlds of Abia. And over it, I climb above and prefer to be the bestower one. Each time it grows, I'm over it. I'm on top of it again and again until I grew to a state where I only want corrections. Actually, I didn't reach corrections yet, but I have an appreciation towards bestowal over all the ego that increased within me. I let myself grow in such a way. If I reach a state that I'm ready to be on the height of ego connected to spirituality, as if I don't care about my ego, so it grows up even more. As if it's a disturbance, but we need to interpret that it gives me another chance to climb over it more. And then it happens more and more. By this we finish the two steps of concealment. Well, sorry, it's hard to hear the question. When we reach spirituality, when our desire for spirituality grows, our desire for corporeality grows as well. Of course, when one starts to grow spiritually, you can see that he's a bit different, not like anyone else, because his desire is a bit different. He detaches a bit from this reality. He doesn't run after everything we are usually running in this world. And of course, he has not the same urges and not the same desires. Usually, these are people, well, you know about us. You know how we look more than we can identify ourselves. Of course, it is a bit different, but we need to make an effort that people will feel it less as possible. But of course, there's some reflection. One works with his desires. All the regular people have their desires for soccer, Maccabi Tel Aviv, fashion, I don't know what. I remember that after half a year, I heard that one was killed in America. I remember that for the several first years of studying, I was really detached from everything that happens outside. Until I moved to Bnei Brak city, to Rabash, and he listened to news every hour, so I had to hear it next to him. He used to listen to news because he ascribed it to listen to it out of his corrections. And I tried to study how he does it, but at least I heard what happens in the world. Before it, I was disconnected. I didn't care. It didn't interest me. No, not television, not radio. It's Well, more, yeah. I wanted to ask. Maybe you'll stand up, turn to the microphone. Yeah, really. Speak to that way, and then I'll hear. When one is in this internal state of desires, can he measure his state with respect to the Creator, or he goes blindly and feels the desires without measuring them? In double concealment and regular concealment, one certainly walks as a blind man, because he doesn't know where he is yet. His egoistical vessels are widening all the time, and because they are not corrected yet, he cannot receive the light within them. When the light enters the vessel, it gives the vessel the feeling of the new reality. Where am I? Who am I? What connection do I have with the Creator? And etc. Let's say, for example, We are in our reality, okay? Now, how did it happen? A spiritual spark entered this grain, and that started our whole universe. And there were all the reactions, and until we have our whole world. And everything started from the spiritual spark. In spirituality, it's not a spark. It's billion times greater than what we feel here. And we need to acquire a screen in order to feel it, in order to stand it, in order to be able to digest it, because it's some kind of information and sensation that is huge. We can't sense it. We need to put this inside us, and without a screen, it's impossible. We don't have a vessel to hold it. It's here right now, but where is it? We can't find out. Therefore, the desires that we start to have during the phases of double and single concealment are desires from Abia of impurity, desires that already belong to the Creator. They're directed to the Creator. I have a business with Him. Is He good and does good? And does He do everything and no one else? Contact with the Creator, you feel sometimes, but it's not the same contact that we speak about, which is above the barrier. The connection with the Creator that we speak about above the barrier is a direct connection that I feel, that I know, that I grasp with all my senses. It fulfills me, and I feel it in the full extent. There is no question and no sense left empty, or with a doubt, or a lack of fulfillment, etc. In our world, we don't even feel this kind of knowledge, this kind of awareness. It's called attainment, that I know everything from the beginning to the end. Not in a double and regular concealment, but above the barrier, of course, it's permanent. Is it called faith above reason? No. Faith above reason is means. It's the screen that is over the will to receive. That screen that I acquire in the phases of double and single concealment, I acquire a great vessel of desires. Now, with that great vessel of desires, I acquire a screen over it. That screen is called faith. Faith that is above reason, above my desires. That's it. That's what I acquire in this phase that is called reward and punishment. So all the world of impurity, all the worlds of impurity is actually directed to us from the Creator. Of course, everything directed from the Creator, and all the more so, the Abia of impurity that provides us with the desires of a soul. Because when we begin our way here, we don't have desires of our soul. We have only the point in the heart. How will it inflate to a size of great desires, to a whole body, like we call it? It's from the desires of Abia of impurity which we receive. So actually, the point of the heart is not, doesn't has anything to do with my choice. Wait a minute. If it doesn't have to do with you, it's not a choice. So you can call it differently. but not the point in the heart, and not the 613 desires, impure desires that you receive from the worlds of Abiyah depend on you. Right, they don't depend on you, but something else depends on you, and there is the choice. I can explain it. You feel yourself free. You choose to go through the education you got and born by your own parents. No. So, in some area where you have choice, you have a choice. That's all. Not everything. Your soul was above in infinity. It descended below. Your choice is to bring it back by your exertion to the same place. By this, you acquire life, attainment, understanding that you never had before and you will not have without choice. So there is a choice of strengthening, of seeking, like a kid that grows up. If he will not grow up by games that he plays with and exerts himself and wants to grow up, he will not have this development. So development comes by choice. With a kid, it actually without a choice, because nature propels him to develop, and we develop against our nature. Therefore, it's called a choice. Otherwise, you were like a beast as the child, because nature propels him. Only because we develop against nature, we have a place of choice that is not in this world in anything. And we have a reality that is called Adam, which we construct by ourselves. That is the second state. So the second state is to acquire the big will to receive from the world of impurity, and with this system of shells, impurity, reach the spiritual world. That is the first division, I'm sorry. The second division is from the 13 years and so on. Then the point in the heart has a force, which is the meaning of the backside of nefesh, of holiness. But it awakens only after the 13 years. So, the desire to the Creator, which is a spark from bestowal that the Kli had before the breaking, starts to awaken. What did we do up to now? We acquired 613 great desires from the Abiyah of impurity. The point in the heart was inside, operating somehow to move us forward, but no more than this. Now it starts its actions over the desires we acquired. And then one starts to enter the domain of the worlds of wholeness, of holiness, by the extent that he engages in Torah and Mitzvot. Once again, we have the Torah and Mitzvot. We have the light that reforms. At the beginning, we had the point in the heart. It is below, and it moves us forward. And we acquired desires from the Abiyah of impurity. And we have a vessel that is big with corrupted desires. What happens now? Now, I don't know if to sketch in the same paper or start from scratch. So, the first state, let's do it like this. Let's even call it corporal desires. One lives with his corporal desires. It is called this world. Later, after many incarnations, above corporality, awakens the point in the heart, it starts to be more important than corporeality, and it attracts the person to things that are not in corporeality, not in the body, not in humans. He wants something beyond, doesn't know what. What does he do? He starts to be in a work where the corporeality is below, and by the point in the heart, he starts to acquire desires from the Abiyah world of impurity. That is the first division we spoke about. Okay? Now, after the first division, we have the second division. So, up to now, when he engaged his point in the heart, this process is called 13 years. This is what Baal Sulam says. He names it this way. What happens in the second division? From the 13 years and on, at that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of holiness, is given strength. Although it is dressed in his will to receive at birth, it only begins to awaken after 13 years, and then one begins to enter the system of the holy worlds to the extent that one observes Torah and Mitzvot. So, here, I'm even saying that one has his desires to this world and the desire that he acquired. Now what happens next? And its primary role is to attain and increase the spiritual will to receive, because at the moment of birth one has only a will to receive material things. Therefore, although one has attained the excessive will to receive before he turned 13, it is not yet the completion of the growth of the will to receive, for the primary growth of the will to receive relates only to spirituality. Because if, for example, before he turned 13, he desired to take in all the wealth and respect in this corporal world, and which is apparently not eternal, and for all of us is but a fleeting shadow, whereas when he attains the excessive spiritual will to receive, he wants to swallow for his own delight all the wealth and delight in the eternal upper world, which is an eternal possession. Thus, the majority of the excessive will to receive is completed only with the will to receive spirituality. What does that mean? We said before that in the first division, one acquires his desires from Abiyah of impurity. But now, in the second division, he starts to relate to the desires he has, which are called this world. Rav writes, this world. One starts to differentiate between the desires of this world and the spiritual desires that he has. And then he does the calculation, yes or no, and how much. Is he ready to leave corporeality for spirituality? So here, he just received those desires from Abiyah of Klipot, of the shells. And here he starts to compare them. What is worthwhile and what's not? Until he is fully devoted to spirituality, that the pleasures are only there and not in corporeality. And that is the second division. Our sages say, the leech has two daughters, crying, give, give. A leech means hell, and the evil are caught in that hell and cry as dogs. Hav-hav, give-give, meaning give us the wealth of this world and the wealth of the next world. This is what the man wants to have. He compares one with the other. It's not that he wants this world and the next world as well. It is called this way, that he all in all wants to swallow everything that he feels in his desire. Yet, it is as much more important the degree than the first, because he doesn't only acquire the desires from the Abia of shells, but he also compares them and sees how all of himself became only to receive. He has all kinds of cases where he prefers the pleasure of this world upon the pleasure of the spiritual world and vice versa. He does comparisons. Yet it is a much important degree than the first, because aside from attaining the full size of the will to receive and all the material he'll need for this work, it is this degree that brings him to Lishma. As our sages said, one should always observe Torah and Mitzvot, not Lishma, Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma one comes to Lishma. From here onwards, he starts to cross the barrier. And therefore, the degree that comes past the 13 years is deemed holy. It is as the sacred servant who serves her mistress, which is the holy divinity. For the servant brings him to Lishma, and he attains the inspiration of the divinity. Indeed, one should take every measure suited to bring him to Lishma, because if he does not strain for that and does not come to Lishma, one falls in the pit of the impure servant, which is the opposite of the holy servant, whose role is to confuse man that from Lo Lishma he'll not come to Lishma. And about her, it's been said, handmaid is that is her hair to her mistress. For she will not let a man near the mistress, who is the holy divinity. Here is a struggle that is near the barrier, where one acquires vessels from the worlds of Bia and starts to compare them and join them. And the final degree in that division is that he will fall passionately in love with God, as one falls passionately for a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day long and all night long. As the poet says, "When I remember him, he will not let me sleep." Then it is said of him, "But desire fulfilled is a tree of life." Because the 5 degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which continues for 500 years, each degree lasting 100 years, meaning that he will bring him to receive all the 5 aspects of Naran Chai, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, clarified in the 3rd division. It means that one reaches the most corrupted, worst will to receive that can ever be, and that is the state where from here onwards he does have what to correct, and he didn't have it before. Therefore, with respect to one in this world, we see people who start to learn Kabbalah, and they look very, very strange. First of all, they are detached from the regular desires of this world, or even the opposite, they connect to them once all of a sudden and they leave. We see that they have internal desires that are not so understood to people on the streets, because they acquire another totally different world, an addition, and they live in the 2 types of reality, simultaneously. Therefore, this process is not an easy process. Until one comes to a state where he falls passionately in love with spiritual pleasures, until he can't forget about it for a moment, rest for a moment. And that great will to receive that he discovers in him is actually the ticket to enter the third division of corrections. Who determines the entrance? That is determined by the man himself, by his exertion. As much as he will be faster, he will reach the state that his desire is ready for correction. One cannot count, measure, weigh what desires he has and what he hasn't, because he just works. I'll tell you why. Because he's in an opposite state, so to say. He always wants, and it seems to him that he's going to outburst. Look at one who loves a girl. Baal HaSulam gives that example in Pri Chacham Letters, page 70. One thinks that he's going to burst, and after a month or two, you see he wants in the same way he wants a different girl. So the same thing happens in the spiritual development. He thinks that he wants everything now, and after several moments he wants something else. You only know when it's the end, when the end comes, and you switch from lo lishma to lishma. Not when you are filled, rather you acquired the greatest desire to receive there is, according to your root of the soul. And from now on, you need to start and correct these desires. You have nothing more to develop. You came to the greatest tension, but you don't know that it is so, because in every level before you thought that this is the maximum stage, more than this is impossible, and then they bring you a bit more will to receive, and you come down, and again and again. Like in our life, only in spirituality it has an end, because it belongs to the root of the soul. Therefore, until you attain the root of the soul in all of your desires, that's it. Now, you need to correct them. And by this, we finish the second division. Understood? All the corrections are after the barrier, but until the barrier, we acquire a great will to receive. A great, excessive, exaggerated will to receive. That is what we acquire before the barrier. Okay? So, the third division is the work in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, meaning in order to bestow and not in order to be rewarded, which cleanses the will to receive for himself and turns it to a will to bestow, and to the extent that he purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai. That is because they are only applicable with the will to bestow and cannot dress in his body as long as the will to receive is in control. Meaning, when one starts to correct his soul, he corrects bits of parts, the smallest layer he can. And first of all, he corrects it, and later fulfills it by what? By Naran Chai, by five lights. Because each desire that is corrected is Kachab, Tum, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. It includes five desires, five vessels. The smallest desire and the greatest desire, it doesn't matter. And then the lights that come in are called Naran Chai. There's smaller Naran Chai and greater Naran Chai. A child, a baby, has a small Naran Chai, and a man, a grown-up, has a greater Naran Chai. That is because they are only applicable with the will to bestow and cannot dress in his body. Body here means desires. As long as the will to receive is in control, meaning as long as the intention of reception controls him, which is opposite in form from the soul, or even different to it. That is because the matter of dressing and the equivalence of form go hand in hand, and when he attains a complete will to bestow and needs nothing for himself, he will find that he has attained equivalence of form with his upper Naran Chai, meaning that the upper light of Naran Chai stands here, which is intended to fulfill all of his soul to the end of all the correction of all the desires. And then the light receives, and then one receives from this light only small portions, as much as he is capable to correct himself more and more. And these small lights, these small Naran Chai, extend from the origin in infinity, in the first situation, through the holy Abia, to gradually be dressed in him. This light comes through all the levels and thus fulfills the man each time more. And these levels are called worlds. We're talking about corrections that the will to receive, which the person has acquired here, this excessive will to receive one acquired from the worlds of impurity, and this desire, which is not only a will to receive, but it's also directed towards the Creator. He falls in love with the Creator. He wants the light, as if to receive the light in order to receive for himself, not in order to bestow. If he has that, he goes to the third division, and in the third division, he starts to correct his desires a bit by bit by the light that reforms in order to fulfill them with the light of Naran Chai. Any questions? Yeah. Guys, that is already far from us. Okay, that is the correct sensation. If you feel that it's far from you, it's good. It's far in levels, not in time. If you're talking about time, you can go through all these things pretty fast. Gradually, but fast. Humanity doesn't have to reach only this state, but infinity. This is only the third division. There is the fourth division afterwards, and infinity. Do you know, all of our universe was created, and all of our life throughout history and billions of years, and whatever happens in Earth, everything, all of that was created from one little spark of light. You understand? Imagine you have a big fire, and a slight spark of it, fled from there, escaped there. And that created all of our galaxies, our universe, whatever it is that exists. So to change reality by another spark of spirituality is a very simple thing. Meaning, the moment people and a critical mass of people are starting to engage in that, comes the light and evokes them and brings them to a higher level. Therefore, we don't need to be impressed from all the regular people on the street, because truly we think, how could it be that they will run after something that is higher than their plate? But a very tiny spark that changes, and all of humanity changes without no choice, and it changes everything. We are all activated very simply and directly. Besides the will to receive, we have nothing. So, when you see the picture from above a bit, you see there is no despair, because you see how everything below is without a choice. People don't influence anything. If a bit more light affects them, they will all wake up. If less, then they will fall asleep again. So there is no calculation that you should do to people. Why are you beasts? Why are you like beasts? Why don't you start to desire spirituality? It's like you will start talk ethics to your cat. You can tell him from day to night that he needs to be more intelligent. Tell him, what will it help you? Same thing with human beings. It's not to condemn, it's not to say something bad or to humiliate someone. It's nature. So, it's enough that we, the people who have the point in the heart, if we will attract a bit of light from above, it will influence them, and they will all start to want something. You will start see people going to some places, buying some books by chance, and don't feel calm. Why? Because they want something all of a sudden. And when they will wake up, they will attract also the rest that are found in lower levels, and that's a pyramid. Wait a minute, friend, don't ask without raising your hand. After you start to study Kabbalah, the corporal desires increase also. We usually don't look at all at the corporal desires, spiritual desires, because still we cannot be clarifying them. What is it, and what is the connections, and how does it work within me? There has to be only one thing, the greatness of the goal, and the group that can help me clarify the greatness of the goal. If I have this, all the rest will arrange. It doesn't matter if the desires are spiritual or corporal, and how it happens within me. But still, the corporal desires don't get lost. No, the corporal desires don't get lost ever. Look, I was near a very great Kabbalist, and throughout years, after he passed away, I'm just starting to realize how great he was, because I'm going through development as well. And feel and remember, and I have a certain connection with him, it doesn't matter. But along with it, he liked food. My wife used to make us food, and we went to Tiberia or in his home, we ate together. And he had even notes when he wrote about in the notes where he wrote, in this soup, it's good to put this kind of thing and that kind of thing. And things that are very delicate, very subtle. And it's a wonder, it's a Kabbalist. But it's a wonder how one starts to feel these things according to the root. And it's such discernments that the subtleties are there. Only the common people think that if one grows spirituality, this world is erased, because they work below reason, meaning they want to erase all of their desires and be like angels. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah we say the opposite. You need to acquire all of your desires and all of those desires of the world of impurity. And therefore it's called the reason of Torah is opposite to the reason of the hosts. Because the host is those who say, okay, I'm enough with what I have, I don't want anything. But if you don't want anything, you don't need to correct anything. You don't have nothing to advance with to the Creator. So it's the opposite. The greater one has a greater inclination, has a greater desire. But certainly one becomes more sensitive to all kinds of manners or pleasures in this world. But it goes away and then it comes back again. Therefore I say that you don't need to pay attention to this. Rather, there are calculations here that the Creator brings a person in order to protect him. For example, he gives the man more pride. The man advances, invests a lot, whatever he has, in the group, in the study, in everything. All of a sudden, he has a wave of pride. Why? In order that the man will not come closer to people who can corrupt his way. Or the opposite, the Creator, in exchange to the loyal work of the person that wants to advance with all his force, he starts to make people in the world curse the man, to give the man some kind of a protection that he will not have connection with them. And by this he guards him. And if you look on the outside, you think, who is that man and what happens to him? And we don't understand why it's done this way. And I can write a book about it. All these sophistications that the Creator does with a Kabbalist. You want me to read it? To write it, yeah? Okay. It's not a nice adventure when one goes through it. But certainly, with respect to the students, with respect to the friends, with respect to the ones you teach, with respect to the ones who teach you, with respect to the family, with respect to relatives, the states are so calculated from above that after one goes through it and understands and learns and starts to be in the process that is like the Creator, then he understands how it all comes from good and that does good. And by this he was kept.
יש לו רצון גשמי לרצוח את הבן אדם הזה, הוא רוצח אותו, אבל הוא בדרגה רוחנית מאוד מאוד גבוהה. יכול לקרות מצב כזה?
מקובל יכול להגיע למצב כזה. תראי, כאן זה לא מדובר מתוך האגו ולא מדובר מתוך איזושהי התפרצות זעם, אלא מדובר בתפקיד אולי שמיוחד ומיועד לתיקון העולם. וכאן זה בעיה, כי אנחנו לא מתייחסים לחיים שלנו כמו שצריך. אנחנו חושבים שהחיים שלנו זה חיים גופניים, והאם מקובל יכול להרוג מישהו, אז בזה כאילו כל העניין. ומה קורה עם הנשמה אנחנו לא יודעים, ואיזה תיקון בזה היא מקבלת. אם אנחנו ניקח לדוגמה דוד המלך,
If we will take, for example, the King David, he used to fight for 40 years, and Solomon, King Solomon, didn't fight at all. And King David used to fight, and 50,000 or 70,000 of his Jew soldiers were dead. They were killed. How such a thing happened? And here, the war was not like today. Today, if there's a war, so there are rockets and some buildings are destroyed. At that time, it was a physical combat. And you start to battle someone, and it's either him or you. Today, we're fighting with technology. Soon we'll just have a game instead of war. Who wins and who loses? I don't know. But he fought, and his soldiers were killed, and he killed other soldiers himself, and he was in a spiritual level. And this war was called the War of Conquer. So, your question is not so simple. Can a Kabbalist kill or not? For example, yeah. But is it called to murder? I don't know, lady, I understand what you ask, but I don't know what you call a murderer. If it's Amalek, so it's written that simply that you need to erase Amalek from the earth. So there are many calculations, and of course that if one comes to kill you, so of course that is already saving yourself. But there are many calculations here. Are there more calculations of the general correction, that there is such an action of correction that has to stop human life? We don't have to, it's not that simple, but yes, there could be such a case. I wanted to ask about the light that is good and does good. Does it reveal to us individually and in an individual intensity to each and every one? And can it make me jump more than one level at a time? The light that is extended to the group during the study, even though they don't know each other. For example, you that are sitting here now and you're listening about spiritual development. Each one goes through a process inside himself, a special process. He wants it for a moment, he doesn't want it. He understands, he doesn't understand. He loves it, he doesn't love it. And by this he changes the illumination upon him. The desires are connecting because not by chance you came to learn here, and there are people who didn't come here today even though they were here before, and so on. Each and everything is calculated. We need to open up the door. The people that arrive, let them come, and we have nothing to do about it. But finally, the people that are here together as a group, they are gathered and creating a general vessel. That vessel attracts light during the study, at least during the study, and that light starts to be equal to everyone, because it comes from the sensation, from the attraction of all of us, and I'm with you as well. Now the question is how each one will receive it. To attract the light is possible by desires. that you yearn to it, and it doesn't matter so much what you understand and what you don't understand. And if you're young or if you're several months learning or not, there's a difference. But there's the attraction of the light and the reception of the light. Attracting the light for us is a general attraction, but the reception of the light is afterwards personal. It's an action in and of itself. Meaning, along with wanting, and in such a way that I want, do I want it along with everyone? Do I work in order that our desires will connect together and be as a unity? That is one thing. Another thing, when the light is attracted to us, am I thinking about this, that I'm receiving it in the general vessel of the group that is studying, and I want to receive my part from them, but along with it I think about this light staying in this group and bestowing to others, not only to the people who are here, but to all of the world, so that my reception of this energy, of this light, will be also for continuation, continuation of bestowal for the correction of the world. There are many calculations here. And in the meanwhile, for beginners, they come not in order to correct themselves. They come to listen. So therefore, we don't speak a lot about corrections. But certainly, during the study, the main thing is the intentions, meaning these calculations, each and every moment. It doesn't matter what I hear, because a moment after I hear, I don't remember anything, I'm confused, I don't understand, I do understand, it doesn't matter. The main thing is this struggle, this work during the study, how much I'm arranging myself in the vessel in order to attract the general light and to receive from the light what I deserve as a private correction in order to connect to everyone else as a result of that correction. That is really a topic in and of itself. Okay. Let's go on a bit. So we finished the third division, right? And now we're talking about the fourth division, or not? We finished item 32? We read it, okay. So the fourth division, it is the work that is conducted after the revival of the dead. What does it mean, the revival of the dead? After we have corrected our Galgalta Enayim, like I mentioned before, where is it? Well, here, the stage of reward and punishment, Galgalta Enayim. So we need to correct, what did we acquire in reward and punishment, Galgalta Enayim? We acquired vessels of bestowal. What does it mean, vessels of bestowal? It means that the screen and returning light, reflected light. I want to bestow. I want to be Bina, the attribute of bestowal, only as if I have no will to receive. All of me is bestowal. And now I'm taking all of this exaggerated, excessive will to receive that I had, this spiritual will to receive, which I received from the worlds of Abiyah, of impurity, that spiritual desire, over which I constructed the Galgalta Enayim, it stays. And now I start to renew it, to evoke it, and that is called the revival of the dead. Meaning, I constructed here the new vessel that is called vessel of bestowal, and now Galgalta Anayim. And after this vessel of bestowal, I start to evoke once again my vessel from the system of impurity, and corrected by these intentions of bestowal. That is the intention of bestowal, and these are the vessels of reception. And then I correct my achap. This level is called the level of love. That is called repentance from fear, and here it's repentance from love. The fourth division, it is the work that is conducted after the revival of the dead, meaning that the evil to will to receive, which had already been completely absent through death and burial, because I always wanted to be the bestower one over every desire to receive that I have. It is now revived in its worst form of an excessive will to receive, as our sages said, the dead are destined to be revived with their flaws. Meaning, I acquired Galgalta Anayim, and now I'm renewing once again my will to receive. And then it is turned into reception in the form of bestowal. However, there are distinguished individuals who have been given this work while still living in this world. We will still look at this sentence, last sentence, and see what he wants to tell here. But in short, this is how a man goes through all the four levels of his ascent to infinity. So, once again, what do we see here? In the first state, he just come to study, come to learn, that's it. He wants to reach something that he doesn't know what it is. In the second state, he starts to have desires that are spiritual. In the third state, and in that state, he's as if, I want just spirituality, that's it, I don't want anything corporal. And we see that, and it's always like that. If Bala Sulam says that if one is attracted to something new, he forgets about something old. And when he grasps this something new, then he comes back to the middle and stands there in between. Like he says, in everything that the man, for example, let's say one wants to smoke less. You can't smoke less. You can stop smoking totally, and then you can smoke a bit more. Because then you control the state. Same thing here. There's the point in the heart, and all the desires for spirituality are in outburst. You forget about corporeality. You think this man has gone bananas, everyone thinks that he's lost. That's it. He's in some cult or something. Well, in short, Kabbalah. And afterwards, after few months, he starts to think of this world and spirituality as well, together. That is the second division. After this comes, and he relatively acquires this, then his desire is to receive from Abiyya of impurity with respect to spirituality, and the desires of this world are all together within him in some mixture, and then he starts to worry over these desires, worry for how will I enjoy spirituality. like one that loses his mind. Like Baal Sulam tells us the example of one that falls in love into some girl, that he's just going insane. And in such a way he reaches the barrier where he wants to enjoy the Creator, the spirituality, and he has nothing more in his life. Not that he's in despair. No, it's incapable. I want this world and I'm not going to have the spiritual world. No, we're talking about being truly enthusiastic. He has great desires for spirituality. And then he crosses the barrier. When he comes to the with these desires after the barrier, what happens next? He begins to have the opportunity to acquire faith. That is how it's called. Screen and reflected light, the attribute of Bina. What does it mean? It means that he constructs only intentions of bestowal over his great will to receive. So the will to receive is restricted and he wants to bestow, only to bestow on top of it. When he finished this process, when he wants only to give over all of his desires that are discovered in him a bit by bit, then it's called that he clarified and created within himself Galgalta Anayim, attributes of Bina, the bestowing part. When he created the bestowing part, he starts to evoke his will to receive anew and join it to the bestowing part. That is called that he starts the phase of repentance from love. That is the process. That's it. We will talk about it more and you will see how not artificial it is. It doesn't come from some wild engineer. These things are our nature and it comes from one simple reason, light and vessel, pleasure and desire that are opposed to one another. And the light comes and created existence from absence, a vessel, a desire that wants it. And from this way onwards, things develop naturally. What does it mean naturally? Only when there is the attribute of the light and the attribute of the desire. This is how it all evolves. So we will talk about it, how it is all built simply. It can't be differently. It's nature. And we will also see by this mechanism that we learned, this process, we will see what does it say about our world. In our world there are many consequent processes, cases and interconnections. And this system, when it is studied, you afterwards see how the world exists in its own way, what works in it. By this system, you start to understand our life as well. Well, you have any questions or you're tired? Okay, so we can go home. My question is, if the attribute of bestowal is acquired not in all of the desires, yes and no. Always the man works. He works with the whole of desires that he has right now. Do I have a desire to sleep right now if I want to dance? Do I have a desire to eat if I want to swim? So, you see, what you have to say is that always you have all of the desires. Only one turns off or descends with respect to the other. And after all, eventually, the higher desires are determining the direction of a person. But eventually, it is so. All the 613 desires are operated and we are incapable to determine what will be operated and what won't. The 613 is a number that is also pretty symbolic after all. We have many more. Like we say, our body has 613 organs, 248 organs, and 365 tendons. The systems are much greater. In the root, it is such, yes. Like we say, we have 600,000 souls. What about the rest? It's the root number, and then it divides more. Okay, guys. I wanted to ask about children. Can I teach them? You wanna... Because my children are not confused with all the nonsense of this world. And I would say this. If we were able to educate our children correctly, of course they would receive all of this reality that we talk about as something that is natural. It's like everything that you tell kids. So maybe I can explain him that it's natural and that it's and that is what I'm saying as well, that if we would tell children what is the true world. Wait a minute, you're losing it. Listen, if we could explain to our kids correctly how the world is built and what is the role of a person in the age that they start to grasp something in their ear, of course the kid will grow up and perceive the world differently. Whatever you give him, this is what he feels, and he would go through these things inside himself in a way that we can't imagine. And even though life and environment are determining the structure of a person, if we would change environment as well, I mean, give the kindergarten and the places where the child grows with the same atmosphere, with the same goal, so of course we would reach a great change for the man. Along with giving him a profession and culture and education and everything that exists in the world. Along with it, but the main thing is that you always grow his proper relation to reality. And Baruch Salam talks about it a lot. He says that here it's a matter of material psychology. It's only psychology. And the things that we go through here, which we call spiritual, are actually psychological. All in all, this is psychology. We only change the direction of our perception, how to direct our observation of reality. And therefore, it would be very worthwhile to do it, and let's hope that we will be able to do these things, because the education that we have today, I think there are many people who are saying that nothing worse can happen. You can do everything you want with our child, but not this. I meet a lot of people and I hear a very deep despair, and in general, from all the system of education, and not only here, but in all the world, and it will be only worse. So of course we have an opening here to work on that as well. First, we need a great explanation for the world, for the parents, but let's hope that the system of education will comprehend it. And we will also be able to prepare ourselves correctly with the right method to bring it to the small one and develop the proper relation in him, develop games with respect to this, songs, all kinds of relations of within a group that a child will be in. It demands a lot of investment. Let's hope that we will do this as well. We said that nature equals creator. Yeah, nature in numerology is the nature is the creator. I want to ask that if it's possible that we will not reach correction. There is path of pain and path of light. There is no way that we will not reach correction. It has a certain time. It is called in due time. Nature advances and there is a number that is 6,000 years throughout this time we have to go through correction. We have to reach the end of correction. So you have 220 years more, something like this. Several more incarnations and you reach it, whether you like it or not. But, like Baal Sulam explains, there is a way to reach it before, not in due time, but by accelerating time, by yearning to it. First of all, you gotta have an awakening. Without an awakening, you have nothing to do. But if you are given an awakening and you realize it correctly, then you come before. But I think that people today think that the end of days will be much closer. 5 years more or 10 years more and everything ends. This is their argument. Well, let's hope that they'll understand that they are wrong. Of course it's wrong. But the feeling that the world is going to destruction is a true feeling. Only because they don't feel the cause and the goal orientation, so of course they have a deep despair. When I meet people and even celebrities, I hear things from them that it's, how can they live? I don't know. They're poor. One feels from morning to night in such a despair that there is nothing to live for and all the world is worthless and it's a pity to be here and I can't live this life because my protective force doesn't let me end up my life. But the life is and look what happens. People go into drug abuse and depression and the children are in drug abuse and people get divorced. And it's not that there's a good period and a bad period. Every moment something more, something is destroyed and then something else. And let's hope that we'll bring them a bit of light so they will understand that we can reach Naran Chai. So thank you all and Shabbat Shalom.